Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give you a real quick heads up. We're going to actually be out tonight at KPAC, Michigan. That will be at Holly Meadows Golf Course, 4855 KPAC Road, Wednesday, December 6th, which is today, at 6 o'clock, and we'll go from 6 to 9. I'm expecting a really good turnout, so if you're in the area, please take the time and come out and see us. Furthermore, if you want to see the up-and-coming dates, we're going to be in Caledonia, Michigan. That will be tomorrow. That starts at 6 o'clock as well. That's 3555 68th Street Southeast. And then on Friday, we're going to be at 800 East Michigan Avenue, Marshall, Michigan. Again, that starts at 6 o'clock as well. Folks, I want to let you know real quick, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to that of SOL Radio up on the top and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page and subscribe. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms on Before It's News, top left side of the page, you can do that as well. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here because we understand, as Andrew Jackson did, the seventh president of the United States of America, who said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And if you go to Article 4, Section 4, you will find that information readily available for you to view with your own eyes to understand who we are, in fact, as a people, one nation under God. Read Psalm 33, verse 12. Now, folks, really quick, Tim Brown just highlighted the fact that just over the last 24 hours, just again so that you can understand that you are the ones that are under attack, over the last 24 hours and the second day in a row, there's been over 10,000 male-aged migrants illegally coming over into America that have crossed your borders. This is the second day in a row, over 10,000 per day of illegal immigrants coming into your country that are military-aged men. Folks, you are being overrun, and that is the objective. I've shared with you 100 times, friends, that George Soros, the war criminal himself, who is bought and paid concerning your politicians across the United States of America and agencies and organizations, friends. He's a known war criminal. He's the one that's responsible for saying that America is what impedes the way for a global order. And, folks, I'm happy to be a part of the times in which we are in. They're exciting times, and what a huge opportunity that we have today to serve the living God and proving him for our generations. And furthermore, friends, Scripture tells us that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Now, also keep in mind, friends, before I continue on this little venture concerning the illegals that are coming into America right now, I've also, for the last, I don't know how many years, have brought forth the blessings and the curses, which are found in Leviticus 26 and also Deuteronomy 28. The first 15 verses in both chapters, in both books, friends, are the blessings of the Lord that hearken diligently, painstakingly, to keep his commandments and doing them and keeping them and keeping his commandments, statutes, and judgments that we might know righteousness, peace, and peace within the gates, Isaiah 51:4. But if we don't, he said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, that if we fail to keep his commandments, then the judgments are going to fall upon you. And he said, as much as I love you, he goes, I rejoice over you to do you good, but as I rejoice over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. In other words, bring the evil of your sin, the choice of the sins that you have committed, Numbers 32:23, and I will bring them back upon your head. So either we're going to serve the Lord under the blessings or we're going to serve him under the judgments. And that includes both good, bad, and ugly, friends, just so we're all aware. But when I go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, I have continuously reiterated the point, friends, that the foreigners are incrementally having their way. And I'm here to tell you that it's your Judases that you allow to be your said representatives throughout the United States of America that are the ones that are opening up the floodgates to the illegals. And why is that happening? That's happening because the American people have turned their back on God. They played the Judas against the Lord. And because of that, the Lord is now bringing judgments and allowing others to play Judas against we the people in this country because of our disobedience. There's no getting away from this. When you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does it tell us? That the foreigner will be made the head and you will be made the tail. And judgment will commence, friends, on a siege. And siege means a slow takeover. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today. I want to say this real quick because this is an answer back by the Holy Ghost. That I know that there's some people that are saying, you know what, I'm almost old enough or I'm almost out of here. I don't have to deal with any of this. I'm here to tell you that what you're hearing, first of all, is deceptive to your soul. Because what you're saying to yourself is, I can't wait to get out of my responsibilities and go to heaven. I'm here to tell you right now, in Scripture, in the book of Amos, you'll find where it says, prepare to meet your God. Amos was a burden bearer. That's what his name meant. And he was sent to the people to warn them of the impending judgment. And the Lord told those, the sinners of his people, that they'd be the first ones going to the sword. So if you say, well, I'm not going to be able to go to the sword because I'm going to go and stand before my God, the Lord's going to be there and say to you, you are one of those that refused to obey me while you were on this earth. And why was that? Because of the fear. You took counsel from your fear. Instead of asking me, the Lord's going to say to you, to give you more time to fight off the enemies on the behalf of your posterity, the way that your forefathers did, you sought to get out of your responsibility and your obligations. You have no place in heaven. You are appointing yourself, if you have that thought, and deceiving yourself, you are hastening unto the judgment of damnation. You can rest assured, go to the Word of God, you will find it for yourself, and common sense comes into play. When you look at Revelation 21, verse 8, who are the people, the first people that go to the judgment? Who are the first ones that are partakers to be cast into the fire that's unquenched forever, friends? The fearful, those that fear man, those that fear consequence. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are broadcasting live out of Michigan. We got an event tonight. We got one tomorrow. We got one for Friday. And then we'll be back in the saddle in Minneapolis area on Monday. So with that said, friends, we are out doing what we can do and fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2, and obeying the great commandment, Mark 16:15, and seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10, as well as when Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, follow me and I'll cause you to become fishers of men. It's exactly what we're doing. I got a question for everybody really quick, because what America is caught up into is being distracted from what's important. And there could be nothing more important, first, than your salvation. And secondly, after salvation, is going out there in obedience to the Lord and empowering you by the Holy Ghost that you might be used for His glory. And there's no better topic to cover right now, friends, than what's happening concerning the article that Tim Brown just highlighted, that you have over 10,000 male illegal immigrants coming into America over the last 2 days, 10,000 per day. And people are distracted with things that don't matter. And we're talking about your country. There's not a greater topic in which we could cover right now. Look at this. Federal agents say they're stuck babysitting illegal immigrants instead of stopping illegals. We highlighted that yesterday. Folks, this is insane what's happening here. It literally is. And it's only the American people that are going to be able to stop this. Then we have here DailyCaller.com. Exclusive Border Patrol had 22,000 illegal immigrants in custody after releasing thousands in to the country. Folks, why are they bringing all these illegals into America? I want to tell you why they're bringing these illegals into America. Because they don't have the support they want you to believe that they have. And these illegals, what you're going to find, you go ahead and mark my words, write it down, write down the time, the date, do whatever you need to do to confirm what I'm going to share with you right now. Hey, folks, you are being overrun, not so much by the illegals as so much as by your said representatives who are alluring them into America. Now, how many times have I brought that up? Over the last couple of years, how many times have I brought that up? How many times have I told you the sign of judgment upon a nation is that foreigners will be brought into this country? You now have had not only mayors and governors alluring them into America on welfare dollars, which is unconstitutional. Put that up against 1 Thessalonians 3:8, 1 Timothy 5:8 as well. But now you have governors telling these illegals, don't worry about it. You don't need any ID. Just come into America. Now, I want to take it a step further because our friend this morning, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb, highlighted what we already knew, but he's getting firsthand experience as to what I'm going to share with you next to prove the point, folks, as to what's going on in this country. That it is not a foreign government attacking you. It is your own said representatives who are operating foreign to the Constitution that are selling you out for 30 pieces of silver. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Here, if you're on social media platforms, go ahead and take a gander. Sheriff Mark Lamb just highlighted this. This is actually from the Gateway Pundit. But Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb just told America that every illegal alien crossing the border into America receives a $5,000 gift card. Oh, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there, only to solidify what the Spirit of the Lord is warning us of and has been warning us of for some time now. It didn't stop with the $5,000 gift card. It didn't stop with your mayors and your governors illegally alluring them in on your tax dollars. No, Mark Lamb is now telling Americans that they're given $5,000 gift cards as an incentive to come into America. Are you ready for this? They also get free cell phones. Oh, I'm not done. Not only are they getting $5,000 gift cards and free cell phones, but did you also know that they're getting free plane tickets to fly at the destination and to the destination of their choice? I'm not making this up. Folks, this defines treason. Sheriff Lamb alleges that illegal border crossers into Arizona are immediately given a $5,000 card once they step foot into the United States and given a free plane ticket. And on his video, he also talks about how they're getting cell phones. The very ones that are supposed to uphold the law and protecting the American people are the very ones that are tearing down the law and giving your country over to those that mean to conquer America. Now, folks, I've highlighted the fact that you have over 900% increase in Chinese nationalists. Them people hate your guts. Just yesterday, we highlighted the fact that there's over 160 Chinese nationalists with suitcases crossing into America. And you know what you're getting, Americans? I can't make up what I'm sharing with you. If you close your eyes to this, you do it to your own demise. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about how now the FBI is talking about how there is heightened alert concerning illegal or terrorist attacks in this country. I'm not making it up. Nope. Here's a matter of fact, I'm going to show you this too. Who's inciting the domestic insurrection, friends? Who's doing this? Is this a foreign government? Nope. This is coming from the FBI, who's been taken up, where the American people have taken a poll, and 74% have found that they are the Gestapo in the hands of that of Joe Biden and his criminal administration. Not to suggest that Joe Biden is calling the shots. He's got handlers and he's got strings attached to everything that he does. He's just merely doing what he does because he's an extorted pedophile. That's why. But look at this, friends. The postmillennial.com just highlighted highlighted the Biden administration warned of high terror threats, as FBI director says, I'm blinking red lights everywhere. Hey, Americans, how can it be otherwise? Who's attacking you? And then what they're going to do, and you can go ahead and write this down too if you'd like to, friends. I say this with righteous indignation, not arrogance, but with strong confidence in knowing what I'm telling you is absolutely true. What's going to happen, friends, is all these foreigners are going to come into America, and what's going to happen is before you know it, somehow or another, they're going to become armed, and the same administration after administration after administration that you're listening to is going to tell you we have no idea how they become armed. And guess who they're going to become armed against? If you know anything about dictatorships, friends, this is what they do to kill off their political opposition. In other words, those that don't go along to get along. I mean, furthermore, friends, how many times do these administrations need to be busted for the crimes that they're guilty of? Also keep in mind, while they're warning of terror threats and heightened terror threats, and how the FBI director says that he sees blinking red lights at every given turn. Hey, friends, keep in mind who they have deemed and defined out as terrorists. And I'm not saying this to be afraid. Absolutely not. If you're born of the Spirit, you're growing more righteously indignant. You're growing more confidence in the call that God has called you to take on. And standing against these tyrannical measures at so many given levels, friends. So I'm not saying any of this is a gloom and doom preacher, not at all. If we don't preach hope, we're not preaching Christ. I'm telling you, friends, who the enemies are within. And now what they're trying to do is they're alluring all these illegals into America, and then they're saying that they're seeing blinking red lights, and you can rest assured the very people that they're going to accuse is their political opponents. Those that stand in the way and impeding the way of a global order, just like they did on January 6th. Americans, I can say it. I'm not the little boy crying wolf. I'm here to tell you that there's an alarm for war, Jeremiah 4:19. You need to open your eyes and you need to get busy and stay on par concerning the objective in dealing with the corruption that's going on here. And furthermore, we have the constitutional provision to do it, as to back up the fact that we're looking for reformation here, not overthrow. But we have the enemies that are within the gates. They're not hiding anything any longer. As you well know, they are blatantly attacking the American people, and they're kicking it in gear, friends, to a higher pace, because they're getting real nervous about losing the narrative, because they lost the narrative a long, long time ago. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, please do. I see Chris from Virginia. I will take that phone call in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. News Update. Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley back in Iowa Friday campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has died at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are broadcasting live in Michigan. We've got three events set up still. We did one on Sunday, and we've just been kind of in a layover here. Right by the Canadian border, but we will be doing an event tonight, tomorrow, and Friday, and then we will be back home on Monday in the studio. So with that said, let's go ahead and take Chris from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chris. What say you, my friend? Do we have Chris?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Go for it, brother.
Yes, sir. I know I just called you yesterday, but you didn't mention McCarthy yet. Quitting.
Well, because I'm not on McCarthy. Not the topic.
Right, I got you. I got you. I was just gonna say what I wanted to say. I've got this prediction, so I didn't want to steal your thunder if you wanted to talk about it later. But I think that the Republicans are gonna give up the House on purpose, and I think Hillary Clinton is gonna be the Speaker of the House or someone just as scary.
Well, it doesn't, Chris, matter who they put in there, the good guy, the bad guy, the agenda goes forward because they're all on the same team. This is one of those things that we continuously highlight on the show. We're a constitutional republic. We don't have 101 unconstitutional party affiliations. John Adams told us it was the greatest evil under the Constitution for the American people to believe that there's a two-party system or 101-party system is completely erroneous on the behalf of the people that believe so. Again, we're ruled by law in this country, not by unconstitutional parties. But regardless of who goes into the position of what we want to believe high power, Also keep in mind, they're all on the same team, and this is one of the things I want people to understand. They're not at war with each other. They're setting up the fictitious war to merely divide and conquer when it comes to the American people, because if they can divide us against each other, we're easily conquered, and Jesus told us to beware of all this. And if Hillary Clinton was put into position, nobody deserves Hillary Clinton more than the people of this country who have failed to demand justice upon the heads of the Clintons for the crimes and scandals that they have been involved for and with over the last 30 and 40 years in this country. America deserves what it gets. And there's no, again, if you're standing on the side of the Lord here, my friend, you're going to see it his way. And when you see as many people in this country taking the time to go to a football game every Sunday, to sit in front of a lying television set, everything in contrast to the Word of God. As a matter of fact, he condemns these things, Jeremiah 11:13, James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14, go to the end of the chapter, so on and so forth, Romans 12:2. We deserve what we get. And it's not the innocent that deserve what's taking place here. It's the guilty. And the problem is the majority of the people in this country are guilty of playing the two-party system. And I cannot reiterate how many times I've shared this with people, that it does not exist. We're ruled by law in this country, and if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, my friend.
Give no thought for tomorrow, right? Just don't worry
about it. I didn't hear you.
Give no thought for tomorrow.
Amen. Like that's right. Yeah, for today, right. Yeah, today has its own troubles. Yeah.
So don't worry about it. They're all evil. They're all out to get us. So don't be scared by whatever theater that they put out.
That's exactly what it is. It's political theater. Yep, that's exactly right. I totally thank you for the call to keep this going. And again, to further solidify the point, isn't it interesting, regardless of what is happening and what we know is happening in this country, look at this. I want people just to understand again as to how they're being played. And this answers what Chris was just talking about from Virginia, friends. We have Rand Paul, again, outside of the fact that he's raising hundreds of thousands of dollars from his constituents that are too blind to understand who he really is. Rand Paul is now coming out, according to thedailycaller.com. We need to get to the bottom. Rand Paul raises questions about Fauci's role in cover-up of COVID origins. Okay, wait a second. How many times have we been told by Rand Paul that Fauci's guilty? We also took the time on the show to share with you, friends, that Rand Paul, while he's allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci, the show goes on, Chris. What is his wife doing behind closed doors? Rand Paul's wife is behind closed doors buying stock in Remdesivir. Marjorie Taylor Greene was busted doing the exact same thing. So they sit there and they condemn it in front of the people, but behind closed doors, they're investing into it. Folks, this is something that's been going on right in front of your faces. And I want to further my point here. Well, Mr. Rand Paul is raising more concerns and saying he wants to get to the bottom of this with the likes of Anthony Fauci. Again, no justice. Just the show must go on. The distractors and appeasers must keep the being kicked down the road to give themselves more time to destroy their opposition. Well, what else is happening? Well, Rand Paul is still playing games. Look, and here's Dr. McCullough again, for the thousandth time, uncovers the smoking gun. Autopsies are now finding that 74% of all the deaths related to mRNA vaccination, the experimental jabs. And what do you get, friends? Rand Paul's serious this time. Rand Paul's got to get to the bottom of this, friends. He's got to get to the bottom of this. But yet, how many times has he told us he's already been busted lying, and yet there's no justice? No. Just like Chris said, it's political theater. The show goes on. Let me ask you another question concerning this, line upon line, precept upon precept. Now we have compromised and extorted Jim Jordan celebrates new developments in Hunter Biden probe. Now, again, Americans, let me just ask you, concerning mainly those that don't think for yourselves, how long have you been hearing about the crimes of Hunter Biden? How long have have you been hearing about the crimes of Joe Biden? How many years have you been hearing about this? How many developments have come to fruition, but yet no justice whatsoever? How long must it go on before you figure out that you're being completely lied to? And Americans, I can only show you what I can show you, and that's the fruit hanging on their branches. Here, look at this one, dailycaller.com. James Comer now. Jim Jordan threatened Hunter Biden with contempt of Congress. How long have we been told about the crimes of Mr. Hunter Biden? How many times have we been told as the American people concerning the crimes of the Clintons? How long have we known? Oh, my goodness, since I've been a Christian, friend, I've been hearing from the likes of Alex Jones, and the list goes on. And I'm not putting Alex in that lot, but I am saying we've been hearing about the crimes of the Bushes and their interconnection with what? Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. How long? Oh, my goodness, for 24 years, I've been hearing about this. But where's the justice? There is none. And then before I know it, the beginning of the 2000s, friends, 6 years after I'm saved, all of a sudden, George Bush Jr. becomes the president of the United States of America. They're not being condemned, friends. They're being promoted. And they're doing this in your face. And what it is again, the judgment of the Lord telling the disobedient people in this nation that you have no power to stand against your enemies, though they be very far and few between. But though the media wants to blow them up and bolster how big they really aren't, the people still believe it. They still tolerate the injustice. And, friends, you have no idea what you're feeding into. You're feeding into a greater degree of justice that will, in fact, fall upon this nation. No question about any of what I'm telling you right now, folks. It's all come to fruition, and we've seen it 1,000 times. But yet, the people don't demand justice. As long as they have their bread, as long as they have their circus, they're content. Just like Orwell said, friends, good, bad, or ugly, whatever you think of the guy, he was right. Just give people a football game. Give them beer. Let them gamble. They're easily controlled. That's right. And I want to tell you, easily controlled ones, that you are by no means the sheep. You are, in fact, the goat, scripturally. How many times do the lights need to go on before the people in this country awake to the fact that they're under judgment? Here's another one for you. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Now gold bars are found in Bob Menendez. His home previously belonged to New Jersey businessmen accused of bribing him. Of course, this is also the same guy that was busted for pedophilia. But Americans, again, let me ask you the question. Where's the justice? You already know justice is not going to come from this ring of minions and this alliance that they think that they're just going to take over the world and everybody else is going to succumb and submit to their tyrannical rule. My goodness, friends, how many times do these guys need to be busted? How many times do you need to be distracted by the same people? And one of the things that I highlighted last week, this is brand new as well, Liberty News. Liberty One News just highlighted that all of this information on January 6th deposition files, they're completely missing. In other words, people are now pressing to get the truth of the matter. How many years after the crime has been committed, giving the corrupt more time to continuously strengthen themselves against their political opposition? How many, and I've said this 1,000 times, Donald Trump is on the presidential campaign trail. He's the leader of the coup, the mainstream media says. He's running for president. He said to the American people he's not going to jail. But everybody else there that was allured, that was led and entrapped, and now are sitting behind bars, are in jail. Americans, America, America, you're too young to die. But Americans, you are dying of ignorance and apathy. We'll be right back on thelibertyradio.com.
At At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
With that said, friends, I just want to close out the last segment here, and I just want to put to the people that take for naught the things that are going on. You can see them on live chat right now, friends, people talking about things that are completely irrelevant to what's going on in this country. You can see it on social media platforms. You can see it on posts coming from those that should know better. They care more about just having a conversation. They have no care for the afflictions of Joseph, the church. They lay it not to heart, which the Lord brings judgment upon people such as that, and that's why he brings it, because they lay it not to heart. They're not valiant for the truth. So what I wanted to do is I just kind of wanted to go to the end of something here, because I'm writing a book called Children of the Apostates, and I want to share with you something out of it. And after I make this first point here, it clearly tells us in 1 John 2:6, it says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked." And it tells us in 1 John 2:4 that he that saith, "I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." And then I think of Matthew 7:21-23, where it says, "Not everyone," this is Jesus, "not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven." Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of heaven. I don't know how much more clear that could be. We're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Is that right? Yes, absolutely it is right. Absolutely. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. His will is always predicated on doing what only he can supply concerning the spirit, concerning in the natural, his providential means to fulfill the call. Thank you. His will is always being driven to go whithersoever you don't want to go. And I'm thinking of what Jesus said to Peter. And it's always doing the impossible because only the spirit can make possible what's impossible to us. That's the will of the spirit. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because, again, when I look at Scripture and it tells us such things as, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, I want you to pay attention clearly as to what Jesus said right after that, because I think about this quite a bit. He said, and few there be that find it. And then what's the first thing he said right after that? He said, beware of false prophets. Who are they? Those that come to you in sheep's clothing. And who are they? But inwardly they are raving wolves. And you shall know them by their fruits. Who are they? Those are the ones that say, don't worry about it, man. You're saved by grace. You're saved. Don't worry about it. Live your life. Go live for the devil. And everything is going to be a-okay. Well, in my book that I'm writing right now, I'm on page almost 300 now, which I did not plan. This is my third book. Two of them are already done and printed. And you can find those on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the store. But have you ever noticed, have you ever taken the time to notice when you look at the New Testament as to when Paul, a man that's responsible for divinely being inspired by the Holy Ghost, a partaker of the divine nature, when he penned the New Testament, did you notice who he was addressing? I noticed these things. You know, they say that the devil is found in the details. That's true. But oftentimes we need to take a microscope to get and extract more from the spirit and what it is that he's teaching us. And sometimes things just pop out at me and I got it. It's like, there it is. Like, for example, let's go to the New Testament and just tell me who this addresses. Does this address everybody or does it address those that Paul was writing to? In 1 Corinthians 1, 2, 3, 2 through 3, it tells us Paul was addressing unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. To who? To them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Then he said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Did that apply to everybody or did that apply to them that call themselves Christians? And also understand that sanctification is a lifelong process. Washing by the water of the word. Sanctify us by thy truth. Thy word is true. Or let's go over to 1 Corinthians 2. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 and 2. What does it say? Who was Paul addressing? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Unto who? Unto the church of God, which are at Corinth. Who are they? With all the saints which are in all Achaia. What are saints? They are fellow soldiers. Those are the ones that have their warfare on, Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12 to the end of the chapter, that are a part of this warfare in this world, a spiritual warfare. That's who he's addressing here. Then he said, grace be to you and peace from God our Father. When you go to Galatians 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, what does Paul say? Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me under the church of Galatia, those that were partakers, those that believe not just believing on the Lord, but were also suffering for Christ's sake, those that were called soldiers of the cross, who was grace given to? Those that were in the will of God. Those that were in everything in all places at all times understood that Christ was their Savior in all things and calling upon him for all things. What about Colossians 1 and 1 through 2? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ Jesus, which are Colossae. It wasn't made applicable to those that were outside of Christ. I mean, first, First off, what is the first prerequisite? John 7:17. Jesus said, you must know concerning my doctrine. You can call yourself a Christian all you want to. For those that read little to nothing of the Word of God, you better understand that when Paul was writing that book, in the book, two-thirds of the New Testament, he was writing to those that were in Christ, not outside of Christ. If you have no desire for the Word, which I've heard men say, it's because you're not in Christ. Those that are born of the Spirit feed on the things of the Spirit. They feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 1. What does it say? It says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go to Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 through 2, who is he addressing? He is addressing Timothy first off, and then he says, I'm my own son in the faith. So he is very specific as to whom he was addressing. You can find the same thing in 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. This does not apply to them that are outside of Christ. That which abides upon those that are outside of Christ is the wrath of God. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. To them that refuse to acknowledge the truth. To them that refuse to live accordingly. My goodness, friends. And by unlimited seduction to evil, and with all of its deception of wickedness, for those who are perishing because they did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel so as to be saved. They were spiritually blind, and they rejected the truth that would have saved them. So when we read the Bible, friends, we need to understand who Paul is writing to, who Peter's writing to, who Timothy is writing to. We need to understand who Paul was writing to in Corinthians and John at Patmos in the book of Revelation. And again, going back to what John was writing at 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And I'm sure I missed a couple, like such as Titus, and the list goes on. And Peter in 1 and 2 Peter. Again, who were they addressing? That were addressing the doers of the word and not hearers only. And I'm not suggesting in any sense of the word, if you have any spiritual understanding whatsoever, you know that I'm not doing that. I'm not suggesting that you're saved by works, but I am saying you do the works because you're saved. That is the gospel and understanding who we are called to be. Because if it wasn't for the book of Acts, friends, we wouldn't be where we're at today. And I want to remind everybody before the end of the show here, the church is called to be the answer. They're called to bring the answers to the world. They're called to be the repairer of the breach, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Not a bunch of gossip, not a bunch of do-nothings that call themselves what they clearly are not, but a bunch of hypocrites that tell everybody else how they're supposed to live their life, but they don't raise one finger to do the same. And that's found in Matthew 23, verse 3. Hopefully we'll see you guys tonight. We love you by doing what the Word declares.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.